Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, 10 days to the election.
10 days. Here we go. Again, we have some guests in the studio today as the countdown to booting Phil Murphy back to Taxachusetts comes down to the wire here. We have Eric Rebels from Gun Sitters here. What's up, Eric?
Hello. Aloha.
And because this election is so important, the NRA sent us Christian Regosta again from NRA. Talk to us, brother.
Glad to be back. I really appreciate it. 10 days, scary.
We appreciate it too, but that's all right. It's gonna go well. So, Eric, you had this event, U.S. Law Shield, Evan Knappen speaking. How'd it go? Good.
Excellent. It was a good time had by all. Good turnout, thanks to your mention last week from Gun for Hire Radio, and he is an immense information knowledge. He covered a lot on. No castle doctrine, but what you can do in your home
sure.
to protect yourself. And U.S. Law Shield had a lot of good signups. U.S. Law Shield is literally amazing. You wouldn't leave the parking lot or your driveway in your car without insurance. Well, you don't want to own a gun in New Jersey, especially, without having insurance.
Sure, sure.
They cover everything from, you know, if there's a hollow point bullet found in your bag at the airport in Newark, the same bag you used to the range. Now, you cleaned it out, but there's a hollow point bullet in that bag.
Correct.
Not good.
And now they call over the TSA, and then the TSA calls the Port Authority. You're outside of the restriction.
Now, you're expanding. You're in Salisbury, Maryland, and Easton, PA.
It is a crazy place.
Okay.
So we're in Whippany, Salisbury, Maryland, Easton, Pennsylvania. I have to go up to do a site visit in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Nice.
We have a range is being built in Cinnaminson, New Jersey, that wants us to be there.
And Legacy Firearms.
Yes.
Yeah, I know Melissa and a few of the other people down there.
Yes. Yeah, the thing is, the ranges are great because the people can keep some firearms there and then go out and shoot the firearms.
That's very nice.
Sure.
But we also cover them at the range. We also cover them with everything else. So we have our... all of our contracts in place there. So if there is a domestic violence, now they can't have the weapons. So that contract changes to another contract.
Sure.
And it's actually a really good synergy because people can, you know, even if your child has a problem, now you go out to your locker where you can have
you can still have the
firearms.
Gun. You can still
so you go
shoot,
out to your locker. You shoot your gun and you put it back.
It's perfect.
So yeah, it's great.
What else you got going on before we get into the meat and potatoes of the election? What have you been doing on your part with Gun Sitters to help make sure Kim Gadano wins?
Well, yesterday I had a speaking part at the event, and I explained to people to get out and vote. Get out. You have to get out and vote. If you don't get out and vote, we're not gonna be a...
It's going to kill us.
Yeah,
80 bills are waiting. Loretta Weinberg has 20. And they know he'll just slam dunk them all through.
Oh, sure.
And we can't do anything. We're all going to go down to Trenton. We're going to testify.
Doesn't matter.
They're just going to play us lip service, and they're all going to vote.
Yeah. Democrat governor, Democrat assembly, Democrat House.
And then
Democrat
not only
Senate.
We're not going to have no guns, we're not going to have any money.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to sell our guns to buy bread. We're going to have to sell our guns to pay our mortgage. Seriously. listen, he'll go for a 5-round magazine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
what I did yesterday was I brought people through that day. You know, you wake up, you woke up a little late. I'm going to be late for work. Oh, I'm not going to be the traffic during the, you know, oh, I'm hungry during lunch. I'm not going to go then after work. The traffic was too much. And now you didn't vote.
Right.
Take the day off. Go to breakfast.
You spoke about this at SafeCon.
Yeah. Go to breakfast. Right. Vote. Go back home, get your gun, and go out to Gun for Hire. Go out to the range.
Unless you work for me or Anthony, then just go in the morning, vote, and
then get your ass in here to work. We got things to do.
Right.
We got things to do. Get to work.
That's for everybody else.
So
something weird happened last Monday.
A crazy gun story?
Guess what? If it was just one gun story, that's one person affected. the Attorney General sent out an August 1st memo to the police departments. Obviously,
mind you, we're in, at the end of October here.
So it's basically wrapped around 2C25-27, conditions of sentencing of a defendant found guilty of domestic violence. Sentencing. Well, the memo wasn't very clear. So what it, if you're sentenced to domestic violence, you have 45 days to get your guns and do certain things and everything like that. But what the memo says is it went down to 27-C. When a defendant is found guilty of a crime or offense involving domestic violence, that could be a text message.
Right.
Okay? That defendant is prohibited from purchasing, owning, possessing, or controlling a firearm pursuant to the Section 6. And from receiving or retaining a firearm, purchaser's identification card, or permit to purchase a handgun pursuant to NJ2C58-3. The court shall order the defendant to arrange for immediate surrender to a law enforcement officer any firearm that has not already been seized or surrendered, and the purchaser's ID card or permit to purchase a handgun shall be void. No later than 5 days after the order is entered, however, the defendant may arrange to sell any surrendered firearm. Get it? To sell any surrendered firearm. The guns they already took from you.
They have to surrender those guns.
Those are surrendered as soon as you get arrested. And they've been there. But you have 5 days to sell any surrendered firearm to a licensed dealer of firearms that shall be authorized to take possession, and the law enforcement agency to which it was surrendered no later than 10 business days after the order is entered. So, within 5 days, you have to find that FFL, and they have to get it within 10, or your guns are destroyed.
Oh, my God.
That love, New Jersey. Yeah.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Of arses.
Yeah, that was live on the air.
This segment is Liberty Office Suites, libertyoffice-suites.com. Ron Seuss has two locations.
If you could only be here during the break.
On Change Bridge Road in Montville and one on New Road in Parsippany. He has tons of offices and meeting rooms that can hold up to 70 people. You can have a professional environment. Like, Christian, you work. Where do you work right now out of your place? Because you're on the road all the time, right?
That's right. I have a very expensive storage compartment I live in right now.
So see, now, if you were going to meet clients, you could go to Liberty and say, Ron, I need a place for today. I need
fantastic.
A place for the week. And he'll rent it to you.
It's, call Wayne. You know, tell him. I need some more money.
Yeah, Wayne LaPierre.
My per diem is too low.
It's a phenomenal concept because, you know, if you're just starting out in a business or if you're an architect or something, you don't have to sign like a 3-year, 4-year, 5-year lease.
Oh, those incubator plans are fantastic. We've actually had conversations about doing stuff like that so we can have more meetings. The problem is I cover 4 states right now.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So that's difficult. But I, as a business-minded individual, I think that's kind of the wave of the future. People need that professional stance when they're doing business.
And you can ask, like, you can get the same office every time. So when you meet people, they think it's your place, which is really, really cool. So check out libertyofficesuites.com. Eric, what were you saying now? Were you done? Because I was falling asleep during your segment. You're usually a much more vibrant, okay?
Well, you got me up here this early. So, Evan Knappen had spoke about this yesterday, and it was basically if you had a firearm seized. Now, seized, they put in seized or surrendered. So, if you had a gun, that's an old gun you can't do anything with, you can't destroy it, so you bring it to the police department and you give it to them, you could just have revoked your own rights. To having a firearm.
Yeah, we've
ever
heard
again.
This before. Right. Yeah,
okay?
This
if you
bounces
bought that
around.
Gun with a permit years ago.
Yeah.
So you just got to be careful. You got to be careful of what you're doing. You got to be careful of everything in this. That's why we partnered with U.S. Law Shield, is they'll cover your legal expenses. But the legal expenses, that's great. But the thing is, your freedom after this is all done.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we have tons of customers.
Lawyers are happy they got paid.
Well, that's the whole point.
Evan says this all the time, you know, the gray area stuff. Right. He goes, you can take the chance, but every day people walk into my office going, how did this happen? How did I get here? That's why you guys, you know, are so important, because people don't realize when you're going through a situation to be able to store your guns. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about, because we have a platinum member at the range that's going to be approaching you if he hasn't already, John D., about the legacy program, because his son is 18 and he's been diagnosed with something that's pretty bad, and he doesn't want his handguns to go somewhere where his son at 21 has to permit them all out or whatever. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So talk about that, because I think that's important, because when I redo my will, I'm including gun sitters in there. So what's the mechanics behind that before we get into the rest of the news, and we got to get Christian up to speed?
Okay, for free. We have signed you up for a legacy storage contract, meaning upon your passing or incapacitation, or even voluntarily, we will come and we'll take your firearms and put them in our storage. Now, remember, they're still your firearms. They're in our storage. You lock the lock. You have control of that space. If you pass away, we'll still do that for your estate. Because those firearms, you know, you leave money to your kids, you leave money to friends or nephews, or you don't have a will, the state of New Jersey is going to come in, and they're going to, everything has to be sold.
Right.
So the gun that you wanted, that your grandfather's grandfather left you to leave to your son, the state of New Jersey is going to sell and then give them the money.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. So what we did was we created this legacy firearm storage contract. And what it says is, we'll come in, that's when it starts. You don't have to pay anything up front. It could be there for 15, 20 years. You sign it. When you pass away, your executor or your lawyer or your executrix will call us. We'll come in. We'll take the guns. We'll put it in a storage contract. And the estate will pay for it, the storage then. And if the guns, with our affiliated FFLs, if the guns were marked to go to your son, instead of by New Jersey law, and actually national law, the guns would literally just, he could just take the gun without any paperwork or anything.
Correct.
But you don't know what condition that child is in. A lot of you have children that may not want the guns. Now they have to take the gun.
Right.
Okay? So now, in this situation, the guns are with us. If that child is okay, passes a NICS check, passes, you know, the 4473 and everything else, can get his handgun permit, he gets the gun. But if he fails the NICS check, now he doesn't have possession of the gun. Now the gun could be sold, and he gets the cash as his sister may get her gun. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
gotcha.
So what it does is it kind of keeps the estate whole. Because if you pass away and your son shouldn't have a gun, is maybe an addict or maybe a drunkard, and he takes that gun and sells it to someone else, that gun was registered to the person whose estate was established, okay, through probate. So now that gun goes out and hurts somebody. Now the estate is getting sued.
Right.
Now nobody's getting any money.
Right.
Because as soon as there's a pool of money sitting there and there's a lawsuit against it, nobody's getting that. It can't
be dispersed.
Yeah, it will be held.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing this. I unfortunately had both my parents die in the last couple of years, and my father's literally fuzzy covered gun. he had oiled it and put it in like an Angora sock.
Nice.
Nice.
So it became part of his estate. Now, me being in New Jersey to take that gun from Delaware, right? And if I didn't have an FFL involved, I would have had to open an ancillary probate. And then New Jersey would have to take part of that money.
Yeah,
so
right.
it's just crazy. So what we did was we thought about it and we said, this goes with your will. Have a will, because you don't want the state taking
exactly,
your stuff.
Right.
We do unfortunately have a customer who had passed away and no will. So now the daughter, now this is a year ago. He passed away. The daughter had just given the right to come and look at what he had, and that's, a year ago he passed away. Now it's been 10 months. She's allowed to come in and see, and they're thinking another year before the state will tell us to have an FFL come, take those guns, sell them,
and
she's getting is the money from it.
Oh.
So his Colt Python is going to go for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For whatever, you know, the state determines its value.
Isn't that great?
Because remember, the state is going to say, we're going to get an offer from somebody, and we have to give every offer to the state and say, somebody just offered $900. And if there's no other offer at that time, they'll say, okay, sell it.
Yeah.
So now
there's
a stainless 6-inch Colt Python going to somebody for $900.
Unbelievable.
So
I'm going to stop you for a second. I've been hearing nothing but great things about what the NRA has been doing on the ground. With Christian and Melissa, with the phone banks and everything else, people using the app. I want you to talk about that, Christian. It's 10 days to go down to the wire. Give us contact information. Tell people what they can do, where they should go, what's going on. 10 days left. Kim Gadano must win. I don't even want to mention the broccoli grapefruit-eating Grinch's name anymore. Kim must win. Talk to me, Christian.
Well, we've only got about maybe 15
well,
seconds.
Then I'm just going to keep talking about white noise. Listen, Christian, talk to me. Tell me what we have to do. I didn't make any jokes about the 2A agitator yet.
No, you didn't.
Look at me. Look at me. Over here, everybody, look at me. I don't care if we get screwed in New Jersey. I want attention. Look at me. Deep pain, boss. Deep pain. For many people walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by, what's the other company that they do some firearms for us up there? Come on, County Line Firearms, County Line Firearms, NJ. They're on the same street as Gun Sitters, further down the road on Eastbound Lane, right across the street from the Best Buy. County Line Firearms, NJ.com. Stop by and see Carlos.
No pancakes
they're,
involved.
They're great guys.
Yeah, they're really good guys.
Great
Carlos
inventory,
and
too. Oh, my God, their inventory is incredible.
So check out and keep it in the family. So, Christian, it's all on you now. We got 10 days left. If we lose this election, it's because of you.
Oh, thanks.
No pressure.
I've never heard that one before. Actually, it's amazing. I get blamed for Andrew Cuomo being elected governor in New York all the time because it was my fault,
I've heard
my
that.
Individual fault.
Yeah, I've heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did it.
He single-handedly.
But we trusted you.
Might be that tattoo.
Go ahead.
Well, actually, one thing that you said earlier in the segment, Anthony, was that some people have come to either you or Evan Appen and said, like, how did this happen? How did we get here? And one of the striking things that happened after the tragedy at Sandy Hook were these ridiculous gun laws in New York and Connecticut. And we're actually supporting a lawsuit against those. But with the passing of Antonin Scalia, it's been obviously difficult. But regardless, we had this big segment of hunters show up in Connecticut. And they wanted to go hunting because hunting season came along. And they didn't. And the FFL, the business there selling ammunition, said, okay, where's your ammo card? And they go, what? Well, the new laws say you need a pistol permit or ammo card to get ammunition from me.
So the FUDs got woke, in other words.
They got woke. Oh. I hope they did, because we're still having such a difficult time explaining to this particular segment of people that their vote matters, that they have to get involved. Because the FUDs say, you know, well, I don't care about that black gun. They're not coming for my shotgun. Right. Well, they did in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And ammo card.
An ammo card.
They and, did in Australia. They
that's right.
did in the UK.
That's right.
You know.
When they're calling pump-action shotguns in Australia assault shotguns. What do you think's next? You know, like it's amazing. Like, there's no stop to this.
Right.
Like, there's one agenda, and that's the disarmament of the American people.
Right.
But anyhow, that apathy we keep seeing, and when I keep going to places, and I need your help, I need your help, please help out. And everyone does the head bob. You know, they look mm-hmm. great, like those little bobbleheads on your car. But they don't actually show up to do anything, and it's time you have to do it, because look
sure.
at what has happened. We got Zinke, you know, being the Department of Interior, who's helping stop these bans on lead. When you're talking about you can't hunt anymore,
right.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
And people just think that, you know, the NRA is going to protect them, the ANJRPC is going to protect them. Like, it's no big deal.
They actually do. They just sit back and just expect somebody
that's
else
right.
to handle it for them, like mommy and daddy used to
that's
do.
Right.
And it's not going to happen. You got to grow up.
That's right. And this is the time, again, 10 days, and we have phone banks every single day except for Sunday. So there's something for you to do. And we also knock on doors every single day. I'm on the ground. I'm in New Jersey right now. We are knocking on doors. My partner and I from headquarters, so he came from Virginia to help out. We are knocking on doors every single day. I'm the type of guy, if it's raining, I still go out there because I hope I get the pity vote. You know, yeah. They're like, do you need some water? Are you okay? And I'm like, I just need you to vote. Like, I'm going to the next door, that type of thing. That's what I do. I'm going to get a brand new pair of shoes and break them in good. And I need you to do it, too. So we have Melissa, who's been fantastic on the ground. She's really been trying to plug people into these phone bank programs. I'm also here. You can contact her at 702-755-4420. That's 702-755-4420. Or Melissa at NRAILAFrontlines.com. That's Melissa at NRAILAFrontlines.com.
We need this done.
And now is the most important time, because you only have 10 days and everybody puts everything off until the end. So very few people have actually made up their mind as to who they're going to vote for, believe that or not.
She spoke 2 days in a row at ANJRPC, a meeting of the club members and then a meeting of the members. Okay, the member clubs was Saturday and then the members. So I was there both days. I had two different venues. She came in the back door. She had a couple of bullet points in her hand. She went over everything that she needed to discuss. She told us what she can and she cannot do, what she needs from us. But she will hold the line like Christy and probably do even more, because Christy never showed up ever in his 8 years.
He really wasn't pro-gun.
And guys, let's face it. She stuck the proverbial neck out showing up 2 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because the media freaks out over that. You know
Absolutely,
what I mean?
Yeah. Sure.
So
they're taking NRA dollars. They call it the... what was it? Did Murphy say something about that? He likened it, her taking NRA dollars to people taking donations from Weinstein.
Yeah, he compared us NRA members as Weinstein. So he's a real lowlife, Murphy. I'm telling you right now, he's a real lowlife in saying that. Again, there's nothing more disgusting than a rich socialist. I mean. It's disgusting.
It's honestly
so off-putting.
In this country, that's who you're dealing with. You're dealing with we used to call them limousine liberals, but now they're basically just billionaire socialists. They found a way to game the system, and they are the party of the rich. Anytime somebody, you know, it's called transference. Anytime somebody points at somebody and accuses them of doing something,
they're doing it.
They're pretty much
yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes, correct.
This is the thing. People don't realize why Hollywood elite. Are Democrats. It's because the Republicans aren't going to the movies.
Right.
The Republicans have cable boxes. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
What they're doing is they're extorting their own base.
Of course they are.
Right? Because they're
correct.
Those are the people who are going to the movies.
Right.
Those are the people who are buying CDs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And not downloading music.
Right.
Okay? So that's the whole point, is they're actually their fans. They're living Republican that high and mighty life, and their fans, the people who are paying them, they're keeping down and charging them that money.
And they have to do that. And that's how socialism works.
Legal form of slavery.
Absolutely.
That's what it boils down to.
It's like animal farm.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Throughout history, in every time it's ever been tried, and it's been tried here in the United States back in the 30s, and it has failed every single time.
I love you pointing out Animal Farm, too. I love telling people, some people are more equal than others.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
And that's exactly the criteria of the voter base for this person, Phil Murphy.
You got to stop it. Murphy keeps trying to say Kim Gadano's Chris Christie, but as lieutenant governor, her job was basically ribbon cuttings.
Yeah.
And going for awards that he couldn't make. She did work on lowering unemployment, which they did lower unemployment in the state. So she has that
too.
Look,
and the fact that he's not supporting her says volumes, doesn't it?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
And the fact that the GOP machine is not supporting her says volumes also.
Correct.
So, again, you're dealing with somebody who could probably really be a human being. And really represent the people of the state of New Jersey.
She doesn't have any pensions, by the way. And as lieutenant governor for 8 years, she didn't get a salary.
Right.
It was an appointed job with no salary. She had a budget, and she had a crew of people around her, a staff, but she didn't get paid. She was telling us she doesn't have any pension. She was a federal prosecutor. She was a sheriff's officer, you know, prosecutor or whatever. She moved around jobs, but she kept giving up the jobs to raise her kids. Two kids are born with her and her husband, and one child is adopted. The youngest one, 17 years old, living in the house. One of her sons is in the military. He's a pilot. You know, so she can relate to us, you know, yeah. And she lives in the state and she friggin' knows that, you know,
she
Jersey
was born
tomatoes.
And raised here.
Jersey. No, she's not actually. She's from the Midwest somewhere when she was younger, but she's been on the East Coast all of her life. And, you know, I mean, she said Jersey tomatoes and cranberries. At least she knows the friggin' state. Right. He said grapefruit and broccoli. He doesn't know shit.
Right.
Again, he's a carpetbagger. And she said if she doesn't lower taxes her first term, she won't run for a second term. Okay, Murphy's for sanctuary states. Go to hell with your sanctuary states. When did illegals have more rights? Listen, they also want open borders. We are a sovereign nation. We get to decide who comes into our country. We just had more judges rule against Trump, federal judges rule against Trump's travel ban, right?
Right?
As a sovereign nation, we get to decide who comes in and out of our country. We get to vet the people that are coming in and out. These freaking hubris socialists, these New World Order globalists, Bush is included, and Obama, they want no borders. How do we survive with open borders? How do we pay our own bills?
You're going to Italy. You will find out how the Italians handle
this. Just to eat.
Just.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
They said it wouldn't last. That was just wishful thinking. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 7 years running.
Say when. This segment is brought to you by Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com and their military division, Weapons Guard. They're on Route 10 East in Whippany in the Pine Plaza under my eye doctor, the eye doc, who took me 20 years to get him up to speed to making glasses for shooters.
The most important part. Most important part.
Yes. So I'm not going to do the commercial anymore. Eric, finish your commercial.
All right.
Weapons Guard. We've been receiving good donations for Weapons Guard. Actually, some in a particular soldier's name.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, cool. So from a mom in Texas, who knows her kids' guns are actually a son and daughter, knows that her kids' guns are with us.
Nice.
Okay, because they went out of the joint base down in South Jersey, and I went down and picked up their guns and brought them up. So she actually donated, it's pretty nice.
That's
it's pretty
great.
Neat.
That's
so
really
and
nice.
Remember, soldiers who are deployed are going off on full-time training. It is free to them.
It's awesome.
Weapons
you
Guard
hear that?
Picks
free.
Up their firearm storage. If you come back from being deployed and you either voluntarily don't feel like you should have a firearm or you don't have a place to put it when you come back, that will also be free.
Wow.
Okay? Especially if you're disabled. Not all disabilities are physical.
Physical, yep.
So
if you
contact us and say you want to put your guns in there for a little while because you're not feeling well. That's Weapons Guard will cover
service.
That 100%.
Do you hear that? No stigma there. It's a beautiful service, guys and girls, that they're offering there. So it's gunsitters.com and it's weaponsguard.com. So, Christian, I want to get back to you because you're not jumping in enough. You had stories to share with us and everything. But, you know, Scott Bach last week said in 17 years he's never seen this much activity with the NRA. And in the history of New Jersey, we've never had a gubernatorial candidate speak to 2A groups. And they spoke to our group 2 days in a row. Yep. And CNJFO was in it was in representation on Saturday and Sunday to show solidarity. We didn't have anybody biting on our heels or anything, which was nice. They were doing that through social media, you know, to peacock their chest out or whatever. But everybody out there listening, I mean, we got the NRA here, boots on the ground. Now, will they be mailing those orange cards out or whatever, or the election cards? Is that going to happen too?
My understanding is yes. Typically, that's like a membership-based thing. So if you are a member of the NRA, it's one of the perks to make sure that you know who you should be voting for.
Now, there's been times in Jersey history where we get those cards a week after the election.
That shouldn't be the case.
No, because it wasn't the NRA's fault.
No.
It was someone at the post office held them back. Yeah.
Well, I hope we hear those stories.
Yeah, that happened a few years ago, remember?
Yes, absolutely.
We had a ton of listeners send us emails all in the same area that their mail went through the same postal routing center. They didn't get the cards until a week after
the election. Trenton Routing Center, because that
happened to me. Yes, it was the Trenton Routing Center.
Well, that's where I believe, and don't hold me to it, but this is Darren Goins, who's our state lobbyist. He's the guy who meets with a lot of these lawmakers.
He couldn't be here today, by the way.
That's right. He does a lot of work in Trenton, and this is one of the programs that he makes sure he puts together after he does the grades, after he does the endorsements. We make sure that we put a mailing schedule together. So I believe a week out from the election, they should be getting sent. So if no one's gotten them by Election Day and you're a member of the NRA in good standing, please
let us
know.
Yeah, and then it's going to be too late, you know?
That's right.
I know they need to come out late to remind people,
right.
You know, because if you get it 3 weeks before the election, goodbye.
Right. Yeah.
You know, now, another thing is I promised to have Kim or Carlos Rendo on the show. Now, we've been coordinating with her people. Here's the situation for politics. They're afraid that if they come on the show that the other side's going to make a commercial of me belching and saying stuff politically incorrect, and they're going to tarnish her, which is fully understandable. Because I'm not politically correct, all right? We're trying to possibly have them on the show November 2nd, right before the election, so that when it comes out the Sunday before the election, 2 days before the election, there's no time for them to come up with and produce stuff and everything.
Right.
Both of them I've talked to directly at fundraisers and rallies and meetings, and both of them want to come on the show. And I'm in an email chain with both of them and three of their people. There's five of us, okay? Scott Bach gave them the green light and told them that, you know, it would be good if they came on the show, and they want to, but obviously they deal with consultants and everything is in the balance, and I understand. Right. So I want everybody to understand that. The promises were made, but you can understand how precarious that be. I say a lot of stupid shit, and I don't apologize for any of it, nor do I care. And we don't need my soundbite next to Kim Gadano or Carlos Rendo 3 weeks before the elections, 2 weeks before the election, playing over and over and over again, understandably.
Right.
So if it looks good, now we got the powers that be. Scott got her to both those days. I mean, you know, she's pulling her ass off, and 2 days in a row to come to two ANJRPC events is unprecedented in itself. So I'm working on it. I just want everybody to know that. All right. Now, if she wins, we'll definitely have her on the show.
Yeah.
She's pretty cool. And Carlos, he's right up the street in Wyckoff. He said he'll come on any time. But I understand why their handlers are doing what they do. This is New Jersey, gentlemen. This is not Wyoming. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
So, Christian, keep it up. So you're driving all over the state. You're answering calls. Tell them about the app, please. A lot of people want to know about the NRA ILA app. Tell them some of the good things about it, because I'm on it like 10 times a day.
That's right.
But I'm crazy.
So this app, you know, it gets to the point where people wake up and there's a function on it where they say, "Good morning, Patriots." You know, it's one of those things to make sure that the community still is engaged with one another, growing. On that app alone, you can get news bites about what's happening, those legislative alerts that come out about, you know, what has New Jersey tried to do now. You get to kind of figure that out or see it early on through there. And the best part of it, and Scott Bach and Darren Goins have done a pretty good job of calling all hands on deck when we need them, particularly when they wanted to get rid of rental guns at ranges, which was insane last year. There's an app on there.
Which is still in the app. It's still in the
it's
still
there.
In the
there.
Play.
Yeah.
With Phil Murphy, it's going to happen.
Yep.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
That's it. But the app actually has a function on there where you can contact your legislators through the app. Like, we've made it as simple and easy as possible. There is no excuse for people saying that I don't have time. You know, and I get that complaint because our folks, you know, you work for a living, maybe you have a family, God forbid you exercise your Second Amendment right, but you have to fight for it, particularly
sure.
here in the Northeast, because they're taking it away from us.
Yep.
Like, we see it all the time. They're chipping away, and we got to do it right back at them, chip back. So
it's not going to be easy.
It's an NRA-ILA app. If you go right on you search it through the Apple Store or the Google Play, you should be able to find it pretty quickly.
You know, we haven't been too much current events in news-centric because this election is horrific for us gun owners. If Murphy wins, we'll be taping this show from Minnesota. Okay. Because he's definitely going to come after
from
me.
From a bunker.
Yeah. Would it count if we tether a balloon in Pennsylvania and float it over New Jersey?
It might.
I don't know. There's an airspace there.
I know a place we could tie it to right on the river, too.
Exactly.
Correct. That could be a problem.
Anthony, you were mentioning the NRA being in New Jersey. And, you know, I've been here for over 3 years now. And, you know, in the beginning, like, it was tough. You know, a lot of people were like, you know, where are you guys? What's going on? And I have to say, it's almost a revolution to see people like Kim Guadagno showing up to Second Amendment events. You see people standing up saying, the NRA is here. We have to do something. Gun owners finally have a fire under them, but they still have to show up and do something about it when it comes to voting. Because
right.
in 10 days,
yes.
I don't care what happens afterwards. Because in 10 days, that's it, guys. Like,
right.
Put it all
right.
on the
Game
line.
Over.
It's like a sporting event.
Yeah.
It's all
that's
on the
it.
Line right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
You can't argue with me afterwards because if he wins, that's not my fault. I'm one man.
And her the unions, they're hitting the unions really hard from what I hear from my police officer friends. But she is a former law enforcement
right.
officer.
Right, yeah.
She
exactly.
understands
well, the unions
law
are for the pension benefits.
Exactly.
The rank and file that come into my range are not voting for him.
No.
Yeah. So
they detest him. Okay,
yes.
But the unions will support them, the teachers' unions, because they all want their fat pensions, which is what's bankrupting
and
our state.
Many of the teachers are voting for him.
Many of the teachers
are voting for
so,
him.
Free money.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then again, in the colleges, the professors, right, are also telling their students.
Absolutely.
Correct.
So that's what we're going against.
But luckily,
exactly.
Luckily, they're all drunk and high.
Right. Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah.
they won't vote.
Yeah,
yeah exactly. Yeah.
It's a low turnout
game, but
election.
Yeah.
I can't wait to
if
vote.
If it doesn't happen on an iPhone, if they can't
yeah,
vote on their
yeah,
iPhone,
right.
they won't be voting.
Well, I think we made an app.
I mean, the last debate was funny. Everything the moderator asked him, he wouldn't answer the question. He's like, well, when I'm elected, I'll go over that.
Of course.
I mean, what?
But you see, the problem is most people in New Jersey didn't even watch the damn debate.
It's the
apathy in this state is frightening.
Well, but that's good because that works on both sides.
That's true.
If the Democratic base just thinks that they have it already in the bag, then we have a chance. We have the Trump jump.
We hope for inclement weather on election day because Democrats don't turn out in bad weather.
Mm. So it's one of the best op-eds out there from campaign staff on the Hillary Clinton campaign was talking about Michigan. Now she screwed up. And they had guys, I think it was a Brooklyn or the I think it was the Brooklyn where her headquarters was, and the folks of Michigan were saying, "Hey, something's weird here. We need help." And they kept looking at their numbers, saying, "No, you're good. We're not going to spend money there. We're not going to send her out to Michigan. That's insane." And they're like, no, guys, something's wrong here. So the Democratic machine up there said there was something wrong, and she and her staff didn't care. And all of a sudden, you saw the average Joe, the guy who pays his taxes, who tries to bring food to his table, he stood up and said, this is part of my life, and like I don't want what I see. You're talking about closing down the industries that have made Michigan great. It's time to say something, and they were flabbergasted to lose Michigan, which hasn't gone blue or hasn't gone red in how many election cycles now? I can't even tell.
As long as I remember, you
Romney
know,
Romney could even win it.
It's interesting, but people say she's a Christie clone. They've had a tense relationship for the past four
Absolutely.
Years, and she went against him on the gas tax,
right.
She outwardly went against him on the gas tax. That's where the relationship right. Broke off. You know, he hasn't campaigned for her because obviously he'll probably hurt her because I think his approval ratings are like 0.005.
Right.
At this moment, but
and the reasons we can't stand Christie is because he is a big government progressive.
Correct.
Now, put that on steroids.
Oh, we're
and
done.
That's what you got with Phil
we're
Murphy.
We're done.
Phil
Murphy. This could be a great message for the 18 elections. I'm sorry, Sandy. Go ahead.
No. I mean, good. Okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The 18 elections could be, well, one way or the other.
Steve Bannon's out there. He should campaign for Kim Gadano.
Only if she's going to win, that'll campaign. You know, as it turns out, one out of every three of us is caring for an aging parent. And if you're one of us, I don't have to tell you how difficult that can be. And until now, good sound advice that you could really trust was few and far between. The show is called Parents Are Hard to Raise, and every week it's jam-packed with expert advice and some pretty cool tips and tricks that'll help you and your parents grow older together without losing your minds. It's free expert elder care advice with a Jersey attitude. The show is hosted by my wife, Diane Berardi, who's been a practicing gerontologist for over 3 decades. So the insight's real, and the advice you get is battle-tested and ready to go. And it's often a little edgy. Parents Are Hard to Raise. Available on iTunes, Google Play, and on demand at iHeartRadio or at parentsarehardtoraise.org. And now, with great sadness, back to the show.
And we're back. So listen, my buddy Mark Anthony posted this on social media. After watching the debate, I can't comprehend how anyone with a quarter of a brain could vote for Phil. The guy would not answer the questions and was extremely rude by interrupting Kim Gadano and talking over her. Phil Murphy will decimate New Jersey if elected governor. We will be taxed into poverty and the illegals will be running the state and reaping all the benefits. Also remember, Sheila Oliver is anti-cop. I can't understand how the police unions get behind
That's
her.
That's what gets me.
All right,
Joanne Chesimard
supporter. She looks up to Joanne Chesimard, yeah. who killed a state trooper this state.
In cold blood.
I mean, unbelievable. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you guys and girls right now, we can't. It's 10 days. We can't do this. It's 10 days. Go ahead, Eric.
When we win this election.
Yes.
There's a couple things that have happened, which is actually pretty good for us. Pat Callahan, who's a good guy. He is a really, really good guy. He is just November 1st. He is going to be sworn in as the new commandant of the state
superintendent
police.
Superintendent of state police. But it's interim, right? The new governor gets to decide if he stays or goes.
Well, he's sworn in.
Yeah.
Okay? The new governor's not taking power
until
January.
Colonel Rick Fuentes, we think, is going to the DEA under the Trump administration.
And that, it would literally be an upheaval in the state police if the new governor changed that. Pat has earned his title. He's a great guy. He's a trooper's trooper.
Yes.
He really cares about his men. He came from operations. He knows really how this operation is going to go. And he's a young guy too. He's only 46, 47
oh,
years
wow.
old.
Yeah.
So he was in class 115.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know. And in fact, Brett Bloom had spoke at the SAFE conference. And Brett's a 2A guy. He's a gun guy. He's got to do his job, okay? And I deal with the state police almost every day with the type of business Gun Sitters is. And the thing is they're great guys. They truly are out for they're gun guys. They
yep.
truly are out for the guns. They do have a job to do, okay? But you know, that's a great combination. We have Kim, we've got Pat, and then we have Brett looking out for people in the firearms. So it's an awesome situation. If we get this election, if we win.
You know, going back to Christian, earlier this year, starting February, we had you and Kim, and we had another guy on the ground who went to go somewhere else. But that was unprecedented, right, to have that many people and Darren here.
Yeah. So, again, everyone's – I think the SAFE conference was a very good showing. ANGRPC, you see how we have Scott Bach here, NRA
yes.
board member, executive director of ANGRPC, Darren Goins, who's our state liaison resident and lives in New Jersey. So he came from South Dakota. He talks about how he gave up his rights
yep.
to
yeah,
move here
he
with
sure
his family.
Completely.
I mean, God bless him. You know, yeah. he's a guy who believes in his family so much, and he believes in the cause because he knows what's there to lose because he's lost it.
Right.
So he's here. I was there. Melissa was there, who's our CFR campaign field rep for the year. We were there. You know, we did sponsorship. Gun Sitters was there. You know, we had CNJFO was there. We had some amazing folks there for the fight. So there's, I can't, when somebody says the NRA is not here, first off, I say, I'm right in front of you. how can you make that statement?
Right.
Or, you know, again, pick up the phone. You know, I don't do the social media stuff because there's so many boards and Facebook, this, that, and the other thing. And I saw one because it was brought to my attention that for weeks people were saying, where's the NRA? Where's the NRA? And these guys responded like, well, here's Christian's contact information. Gave him my phone number. They gave him my email address 3 or 4 times in this post. It took 5 weeks, and a lady finally called me.
Wow.
And she said, hey, I just want to talk to you. Maybe you know about this. I'm like, yeah, you know, I actually really appreciate you giving me a call because you're the only one who has called me.
Yeah, but
so
they're big.
Call us.
They're big on, you know, with their thumbs.
That's right.
You know, they have loud
thumbs. Activism. That's
yeah,
great.
Complain, exactly. Complain, right. Complain. But right. When, well, that's why don't we have 5,000 people at SafeCon?
Right.
Right. All right. Everybody wants a bitch, but you got to mobilize. You know, right. I don't look at it as a futile attempt anymore. I just keep pushing through. You know, it's a small minority.
It's all
that
we
keeps
can
doing.
Do. Man.
Yeah,
I mean, that's all it. We can do. We point forward and just keep going.
I'm not giving up.
Who follows.
I'm
who
not giving
follow?
Up.
Who the hell cares?
Okay, now the listeners out there, what can you do?
Tell us, Eric. Preach it, baby. Preach it.
Vote. Tell a friend to tell a friend to vote. It's not only about guns. It's your property taxes.
Yep.
How can I spend $1,000 a month on property taxes on an eighth of an acre?
Right. Right.
And it's only going to go up.
Right.
Because you're rich.
Okay. I have a septic tank.
You're
I have,
a rich property
I have well
owner.
Water.
One percenter.
And,
who the hell are you? One percenter. Another one percenter talking.
I know. It's ludicrous.
Yeah.
$1,000 a month for nothing.
Nothing. A couple of weeks ago, I divulged, I live 1.5 miles from the range. I pay $16,000 a year and $600 a month HOA fees.
A month.
Nuts.
I had a house in Ocean City, Maryland. Well, actually, Delaware.
$24,000 a year.
I had a house in Selbyville, Delaware. $680 a year.
Yeah.
$600
yeah,
a year for property tax.
Exactly.
No school tax, no anything.
Right.
How is that possible?
Right.
I looked at my townhouse, identical, in Naples, Florida. It washed away now, but when it was there, I looked at it. The taxes were $2,300 a year.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now it's in Martha's Vineyard.
This is insane.
If anybody's looking for it. It swung around the hook, and it came up last I tracked it. So
I also hear everyone's like, oh, we want national right to carry reciprocity. Who doesn't in this room want that? Like, that's definitely, it's the number one priority of the NRA to work on that. But you're dealing with guys who have done this for a bit,
yep.
You know, professionals who know how, you know, politicians will say one thing to you, but we're behind the door with them.
Right.
We're
getting
the
real answer.
Right.
We actually hear what they're saying.
Yeah. Paul Ryan's not putting that up for vote anyway.
Because of all the nonsense that's been going on.
No, he's been holding it for months.
All that,
but he's been holding it for months. He's a rhino. I mean, the established Republicans are no different than the established Democrats. They just have a different letter at the end of their name. All laugh in a room about us.
The uniparty. Damn right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right, it's a uniparty.
Yep.
So we obviously national reciprocity is something. And last time I was on here, I said I am finally treated as a human being. I can carry a firearm in New York, not New York City, but I can finally carry a firearm on my person to protect myself, my family, my loved ones, my friends, anything, because I go to training courses. I do what I can. I'm trying to be law abiding, and we want that here in New Jersey. And then you have Phil Murphy saying, let's make this not sanctuary cities, but a sanctuary state. And you have these people doing atrocities to the residents and citizens of New Jersey.
Yep.
And he thinks it's appropriate to allow them carte blanche.
Because
he said he would side with them in the first debate.
Right. Of course. And he's got armed guards protecting him. So distanced from reality.
Correct.
When seconds count, the police are only minutes away.
Correct.
When you really need it. And I've been what's called the suck. The suck is when you think you're going to die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been in the suck, and my business partner, Vince, literally, you know, he went from fearing the suck to, you know, embracing the suck and being in the suck. You're being blown up 3 times in Afghanistan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's lived through that. And the thing is, when you need help, you call somebody with a gun.
Right.
You know, when your life is in danger, you call somebody with a gun because when you don't have one, that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
I've actually looked at my gun saying, oh, shit, it's empty.
You know, interesting. Gaetano's speech, the second speech, was super secret because it was members only, but then she released the entire 23-minute speech and recording, which I pimped out on social media because Tattoo from Fantasy Island was having a conniption because it wasn't a public meeting. So what ended up happening was...
It's a good way to give the lefties a good...
Yeah. She said it straight out. She thanked Scott Bach. She says, I've been working closely with him the past 6 months on many issues. I mean, who else in the gun community has been working closely with the lieutenant governor
right.
that has a good shot of becoming the governor? That already, I mean, Scott would freak out if he heard me say this. Christian, I might have to kill you after the show. But, you know, becomes governor, when she becomes governor, you know, I yelled out that Scott Bach for attorney general. and the whole place erupted and was like, yeah, you know, and I'm like, well, careful what you wish for. But, regardless, staying as the executive director of ANJRPC and having her run stuff or her people run stuff past him and having a relationship and crediting us to part of the win for her election, you know, puts us on the same level like Murphy right. with the unions.
Right.
Uh-huh. We now have a seat at the table,
right.
which we haven't had a seat at the table in forever.
Do you remember?
Not in my lifetime. Florio Free in 93. Yeah, that's what I remember.
That's what I remember.
We haven't had a seat at the table in forever.
Right.
So now we have a real shot. For you splintered groups out there, I'm going to vote the Libertarian. I'm going to vote the, you know, I can't forget it. I'm going to go off the deep end. But, you know, splitting the vote. Vote for Kim Gaetano and Carlos Rendo. Get your friends and family. Tax issues, sanctuary state, all of these other issues. We gun people can have a seat at the table. Now, as long as Loretta Weinberg and Sweeney and everybody else are still out there, I think there's still going to be problems, but she can hold the line for
right.
us. You know, when national right. reciprocity gets past the rhinos in Washington, we won't have her telling her AG to figure out a way to squash it.
Right.
We won't have her telling uh-huh. her AG to file a federal lawsuit
right.
against it.
Right.
Okay?
It goes past there. Featureless ARs. If we are still allowed
to
have
that would
ARs.
Be great.
We might be going back to pump action and lever action
yeah.
And muzzle loaders.
Exactly.
Remember, there's a 50 cal bill coming out.
That's right.
And 50 cal is those muzzle loaders, and 50 cal is those revolvers. And 50
right.
cal,
right.
you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So you got to remember, it's going to change everything.
You
Connecticut
powder guys
and New York
there.
Have been slaughtered the past 4 years.
Right.
Gun people.
Absolutely.
We've held the line those 4 years with Christie. Even if we held the line for the next 4 years with Kim.
Yeah.
Is what we need.
Right.
Okay? So gunsitters.com, real quick, Melissa's email.
Melissa@nrailafrontlines.com.
Guys, thank you so much for being on the show. We're hoping to get them on the show next week. No promises at this point. November 3rd, 4th, 5th, NRA, RSO, BIT pistol instructor. December 2nd and 3rd, rifle and shotgun instructor. November 5th and 12th, urban carbine, urban pistol. Multi-state CCW, November 9th, right here. November 19th and 26th, protective knife and protective cane. November 21st, civilian response to an active shooter situation. Want to build your own AR? Check out our Build-A-Bear program. Email jimmy@gunforhire.com. Thank you all for listening. Please rock the vote. Please rock the vote.
2A day, November 7th, 2A.
God bless.
Christian, you got 45 seconds. It's all yours.
45 seconds, again, people need to stop saying your vote doesn't count. You got to get out. You got to help us. It's not about you voting. God bless you if you do. You got to get your family, got to get your friends, got to get your neighbors. Get a hold of Melissa. Melissa@nrailafrontlines.com, 702-755-4420. Call the NRA ILA. You'll get my number if you ask for it.
Well, you heard it. NRA is here. Do something. Get off your ass. This is it. By this time next week, it's almost going to be too late. Get to somebody. Like Eric said, reach out, vote, convince somebody else to vote, convince them to convince somebody else to vote. Each one reach two, we'll call it.
Please. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, clock on the wall says it all. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a counterthink media production. The music used in the broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. We'll see you guys next week.